Hello and welcome back to the Existential Echo Chamber podcast. So, friends, I have a strange one for you today. We are going to talk about NASA claiming to have detected evidence of a parallel universe where time runs backward. We are going to talk about the news story. I'm going to read you part of an article that details exactly what I'm talking about. And then I'm going to put on my skeptic's hat, and I'm going to talk about whether or not I find these articles out here particularly compelling as to whether or not NASA has indeed proven the existence of the multiverse this week. For those of you who are brand new to the podcast, we will be talking about lots of different things on this podcast. So some of it's going to be religious history. Some of it is going to be, focused on pop culture, movie reviews, reacting to movie news, things like that. So we're glad you're here. Welcome. And we will get right to it. I'm going to go ahead and start by reading this article that just absolutely was blowing people's minds this week about NASA claiming to have detected evidence of a parallel universe where time runs backwards. I found lots and lots of these articles, so I'm just going to read one from the New York Post. It says, NASA scientists detect evidence of parallel universe where time runs backwards. This is from May 19th. So this is from 2 days ago. In a scenario straight out of the Twilight Zone, a group of NASA scientists working on an experiment in Antarctica have detected evidence of a parallel universe where the rules of physics are the opposite of our own, according to a report. The concept of a parallel universe has been around since the early 60s, mostly in the minds of fans of sci-fi TV shows and comics. Hello. But now a cosmic ray detection experiment has found particles that could be from a parallel realm that also was born in the Big Bang, the Daily Star reported. The experts used a giant balloon to carry NASA's Antarctic Impulsive Transient Antenna, or ANITA, high above Antarctica, where the frigid, dry air provided the perfect environment with little to no radio noise to distort its findings. A constant wind of high-energy particles constantly arrives on Earth from outer space. Low-energy subatomic neutrinos with a mass close to zero can pass completely through Earth, but higher-energy objects are stopped by the solid matter of our planet, according to the report. That means the high-energy particles can only be detected coming down from space, but the team's ANITA detected heavier particles, so-called tau neutrinos, which come up out of the Earth. The finding implies that these particles are actually traveling backward in time, suggesting evidence of a parallel universe, according to the Daily Star. It's pretty sweet, guys. Time running backwards. I don't know about you guys, but I wish time would sometimes go backwards. It would be quite useful. So my first thought, I was sitting here eating Cheetos or something when I read that, was extreme excitement. I've long suspected that there might be parallel universes, long hoped that there would indeed be a multiverse. I'm a DC fan, what can I say? But I was reading some more articles and doing some more digging because, as you know, I'm a little bit skeptical of extraordinary explanations for things. I think usually Occam's razor, which posits that essentially that a simplest explanation should usually be the first working theory you go with. I think that the simplest explanation is usually the best. And the simpler explanation for something like that is probably that we don't fully understand physics the way that we think we do. I think that's probably a simpler explanation than saying that there is a parallel universe, because that just seems more likely to me. But I did do some digging to see if I could find some evidence to the contrary, a way to throw some cold water on this. And so right after this message, I will indeed throw some cold water on it. And we're back. So, unfortunately, I am going to have to throw some cold water on our hopes and dreams of confirming a parallel universe this week. I did find an article that basically breaks this down from a slightly more sober perspective. It is entitled, "No, NASA Did Not Find Evidence of a Parallel Universe Where Time Runs Backwards." This is from CNET.com. It's kind of a funny article. I'll read part of it. So this gentleman, his name was Jackson Ryan, is the author of this article. He says, "Let's play a game of bad news, good news, bad news. Bad news first, 2020. Literally all of it. Every second. Every waking moment of 2020. It's grim, I know. Well, that was true until we got the Snyder Cut yesterday. But basically, he's right. Bushfires, pandemic, murder hornets. When will it end? But the good news, apparently scientists have discovered a parallel universe just like our own. It's a little different to ours, though. In this mirror world, time runs backwards. It's like a Benjamin Button universe. That means they're heading back to 2019, the good old days, right? Well, now more bad news. I'm here to spoil the parallel universe party. Scientists haven't actually discovered a parallel universe, but you might think they have based on multiple reports from across the web." So he goes on to talk about basically what I read in the other article from the New York Post about, basically he parrots exactly what I read to you guys earlier. At the center of the report are findings from ANITA that an experiment maintained by researchers at NASA involves an array of radio antennas attached to a helium balloon which flies over the Antarctic ice sheet at 37,000 meters, which is almost four times as high as a commercial flight. At such a height, the antennas can listen to the cosmos and detect high-energy particles known as neutrinos, which constantly bombard the planet. Exactly, right. You know, he goes on to say, like, over the years, ANITA has detected a handful of anomalous events. Instead of the high-energy neutrinos streaming in from space, they seem to have been coming from a strange angle through the Earth's interior, right? That's what we talked about, you know, coming from a strange angle. Before hitting the detector, these findings can't be explained by our current understanding of physics. That much is true. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to skip down to the part where he actually starts talking about the stuff that the other article didn't mention, which is the other side of this story. Okay, so he says there is a really interesting science story here, but it's not the one you're being sold. The NITA experiment is mind-boggling in its own right. It looks for ghostly particles that pass through most matter. It has definitely detected something unusual and unexpected. There are plenty of competing theories that aren't explored in the quick news hits. Like, for example, the idea that the Antarctic ice may itself be giving rise to these anomalous events. Pat Scott, who is an astroparticle phenomologist. There we go, guys. Phenomologist. Just learned a new word right here on the air. An astroparticle phenomologist at the University of Queensland explains the idea is plausible while suggesting that there are many, many other theories that can account for the anomalous ANITA detections. There's nothing that necessarily makes it a detection of a parallel universe. What this boils down to is simple. There's so much we don't know about neutrinos that astrophysics and scientists are still trying to unravel. We are absolutely sure that there is new physics out there to be found, says Clancy James, a radio astronomer at Curtin University in Australia. So, yeah, basically what I was saying. Like, we don't actually know everything about physics, so it would be a little bit presumptuous to jump automatically to parallel universe where everything runs backwards. So, that's fun. That's interesting. It was an interesting headline. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to say that I don't buy it. While I do think it is possible that there is indeed a parallel universe, perhaps a multiverse, I don't know that that is necessarily the best evidence that we could muster for it. And I don't know what the real evidence for it actually is, to be honest with you, because every time I hear so-called evidence for a parallel universe, I get fairly skeptical. I think that the universe that we are in right now is pretty big and pretty mysterious, and I think that studying it should be the main goal before we start assuming that there are other universes that need to be getting our attention. But I just wanted you guys to one, know that there were some people out there claiming that we have discovered evidence of a parallel universe, to know that that's a possibility, and then to also hear that there are also scientists who are throwing water on that and saying, not so fast, it's probably a lot more down to earth than that. So that is just me reading some interesting headlines and giving you guys both sides of the debate. You know, I will do that from time to time, let you guys make up your own mind about what you think about something. I just thought that was interesting, so I thought I would use the podcast as a way of sharing it. So I will be back later this week with my first interview podcast. I'm super excited about that, so stay tuned. Thanks for listening.